Hi folks, I'm Martin, and today's Kaput Radio presents a live recording of a small but exquisite art exhibition opening of the Channon Gallery in the village called Channon in the Northern Rivers of New South Wales. You can hear David's introduction, and David and his volunteer staff have helped greatly to get this event underway. Ricky and Heather, both artists, speak about their work.
Thank you very much for coming to our opening today. We have a very auspicious show. We've been planning the show for a number of weeks now. Before I go into the actual intricacies of the show, just a couple of housekeeping things. For those of you who have not been here before, only two or three of you by the looks of things, the toilets are down the back behind the main gallery. The main gallery is open, the subsequent gallery at the back is shut, but the toilet is in the bottom corner, you'll see its sign, so if you need it, please go. We have the lovely Mary, who's serving us drinks. Could we have a round of applause for Mary, please?
Mary!
If you're thirsty, we've got wine, we've got sparkling mineral water, etc., etc., so please avail yourself. There you are. Fiona and Tom, can you come here, please? Without these two people, this show would not have been possible. We've got the lovely Tom, who's been volunteering his time. Tom's worked in galleries in Melbourne, and Fiona's our very good friend who's helped us over the last few months. So could I have please a round of applause for these lovely people? Right, I'm about to do something I've never done in 5 years.
That's, oh, yeah.
Which doesn't leave much, does it? I'm actually going to read from a couple of notes because I want to get the actual tone of what the artists intend to be correct. Now, I'm sure most of you know the work of Ricky Fisher, and most of you know the work of Heather Matthew. Where's it? Heather, thank you. Great. And they're very different styles, and they're the same kind of emotional reaction I think we can agree upon. Heather has a bit of whimsy in her work, a bit of complexity, but then again, so does Ricky. The interesting thing about Ricky's work, and I've seen her work absolutely get better and better over the years, there's a level of technical proficiency that is absolutely breathtaking. I think you will absolutely agree with that. When we were presented with the pieces about a week ago, I feverishly unwrapped the pieces when you went and had a good look at them. And there are some pieces here that are just sublime, and I would happily have them on my own wall. Three have already been sold. So can I just give you a word of advice? If you want a Ricky Fisher piece that's affordable, do it in the next year, preferably today, because her prices are only going to go one way. I'm dead serious about that. So please, there's excellent work here at really reasonable prices. If you are serious, see Ricky or myself. Heather's work encompasses two themes at the moment: travel boards and critters. Am I correct? The travel board, I'm going to read very quickly from some of the artist's statement about the travel boards. Travel boards celebrate the tradition of the artist as traveller at a geographical place in time. The work is influenced by street posters, travel artifacts, artistic impressions of countries visited over the past 15 years. Travel boards illustrates the idea that travel is not about luxury resorts or cruises. They take their inspiration from the legends of the skyscrapers in New York, museum artifacts in Mexico, and the religious icons of Ethiopia. Now, if you do have a look at these works, I can guarantee you they will elicit that very feeling of being in a very fixed geological place and a very fixed place in time. So Heather's work is all about that, and I invite you to go and have a look at it and have a really good close look at it. Wild Moments by Ricky Fisher. I won't read Ricky's statement, but I'll read what she feels, because at the end of the day, art is all about an evocation of feeling, is it not? Why else would we buy art? Seriously, why would we buy it if it doesn't make us feel something? Here's what Ricky feels. Since I can remember, I love animals. The challenge for me is first to show people how beautiful animals are. Hear, hear. The second challenge is to show the character or mood of the animal. Is it sad, happy, curious, or just looking at you like you are looking to it? The interaction between animals is also very interesting. It is often amazing to see the love and joy between animals, especially between mother and child. But for all, I want to show my love for all of these beautiful creatures. And that's a quote from Joe Cock. And would you like to say something, Ricky?
Yes, Joe Cock
hope.
Sorry, beg your pardon.
That's all right. It's a bit hard. She's from the Netherlands, and she's got a very unusual name that I get mixed up with and put the E on the other word. And, yeah. Anyway. Okay, all right. All I want to say really is what's been said. I'm really appreciative of the people behind the scenes that have helped to make this happen. This is a culmination of 2 years since I had my last exhibition, and this is the culmination of those 2 years. And it's interesting, I was talking to Paul here, and the first year was easy to get my pieces together. The second exhibition here has been like a roller coaster road, and it's been quite difficult for very many reasons, and there's been disappointments along the way. But here it is today, it's there, and I feel very satisfied. People are enjoying it. I'm really blessed by the people that have come here to support me, my friends, and it just makes me feel really, really good that I've got the support of the locals. And that was one of the reasons I wanted to have it here. And another reason, some people, like, they look at my artwork and they love it and that, and they think that once the exhibition's finished, they'll talk to Ricky and they'll buy it off her. And what I want to encourage you is, you really like the work here, don't talk to me, because the price is going to be the same.
Yeah.
But I believe in what David's doing here.
Yeah.
And I want to see this place exist, and I want him to have some benefit and reward for his work and labour, and him believing in me, putting my work up here, because not everyone does believe in my work. And I've had that recently with an art dealer who thinks, oh, a scratch board, you know, he won't touch it. So there's a whole educative thing about scratch board, and David saw it, he had a heart response to it, believed in it, and here we are today. So yeah, I would encourage you. But I love wildlife, it's nature, I love nature, and I believe in a grand design, a master plan somehow. I don't believe in everything's just sort of exploded and order has come out of it. But when I look at nature, I just see that there's something bigger and beautiful about it. So yeah, enjoy it. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for coming. I really do appreciate it very much. Yeah.
Thank you. And finally, I'd like to ask Heather to come forward and say a few words, please, Heather. Thank you, Heather.
First of all, I would like to acknowledge the fact that we are standing here on this beautiful country Aboriginal people have looked after for hundreds and, you know, tens of thousands of years. And then more recently, the protesters of the 70s and 80s maintained this amazing rainforest place. And so you have to drive for a long, long way to get to this little oasis. And here is this amazing little gallery that just glows with hospitality and joy and support for local artists. And I was overjoyed to come and see my work hung in such a respectful and joyful way. And I would like to thank David for believing in my work, and for Tom and Fiona and everybody who has worked behind the scenes, because this is such a lovely place to come and feel supported. Like, there's a big wide world out there, and it's hard for artists to actually be able to put their work on the wall in a way that really makes the work look special, and I think they've done that today, and so I'd like to thank them. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks. Enjoy the hospitality, enjoy the wine, and more importantly, enjoy and procure the art. Thank you.
Thanks, folks, for listening. You can get a whole lot more info by visiting following websites. Ricky Fisher, and Ricky spells R-I-K-K-I, Fisher.com, and Heather Matthew, Matthew with two T's, heathermatthew.com. And the Channon Gallery has its own website called thechannongallery.com, one word, the Channon Gallery. Well, the exhibition lasts about till the 8th of November, I was told, so if you're around the area, it's worth a visit. I would like to thank David, Heather and Ricky for their contribution. And may I point out that there are many other Kaput Radio programs available by simply searching for Kaput X Radio, Kaput spells with two T's, and if you visit, you may be surprised. My name is Martin, and you can catch me with more Kaput Radio again soon. Bye for now.